morning. Good Saturday morning to you. Day number 5 of the NAIA National Championship for Volleyball being played in Sioux City. And here we are, the North College Defenders surviving the quarterfinal round last night. First of all, they had to survive pool play. They went 3-0 in pool play. They came out of pool play. They played in the round of 16 yesterday and came away with a 3-1 victory over Corbin of Oregon. And boy, that seems like a long time ago already. And then last night, a win over the Columbia Cougars. 3-1 to earn a spot in the NAIA National Semifinals this morning against a familiar foe, the Midland Warriors, members of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, co-champs in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, along with Hastings across the net this morning. And oddly enough, you talk about Hastings, one of the co-champs. They're on the other floor. They're facing the Park Pirates this morning at 11 o'clock. The possibility of an all-GPAC final exists. We will make history this morning, though, as Dort College or Midland, one of the two GPAC members, will make the volleyball national title match tonight at 7 o'clock. That has never happened before. Dort College, the first team from the Great Plains Athletic Conference to make the NAIA semifinals twice. They made it back in 2003. They have not made the, no one from the GPAC has made the semifinals since. It's always been the Elite Eight or the quarterfinals. And that is as far as GPAC teams have been able to progress through the tournament field. Good morning, everyone. My name is Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you from the concourse level here at the Tyson Event Center, Gateway Arena, seated along the end line, just a little bit off to the side of where I normally have been as the matches progress. More media members come in, and we have a clear and unobstructed view of today's contest. The Dort College Defenders going through their warm-up paces. We'll tell you about the leaders for the Dort College Defenders, and I'm going to assume many of you are familiar with the Dort College Defender volleyball team. For the Midland Warriors, they come in 31-3. This is their fourth trip to the NAI National Championship field. They're coached by Paul Gieselman. He was at the College of St. Mary prior to his time, actually bounced around a little bit in between his time at College of St. Mary. He spent some time as assistant coach at Creighton, I believe, and then ended up at Midland and has built them into a formidable power out of Fremont, Nebraska. He's done it largely with Nebraska kids. He took a College of St. Mary team to the Final Four back in 2000, where they were eventually eliminated in the semifinal round. The Midland Warriors, 31-3 this season. Their losses are to Dort College and a pair of losses to the Hastings College Broncos. Here then are your main players for the Midland University Warriors. Number 3 is Jessica Nakale, 5'8", junior from Shelby, Nebraska, averaging 1.7 digs per contest. Anna Grovejohn is averaging 2.3 digs per contest. She is a 5'4 senior from Dodge, Nebraska. Then you get into the heavy hitters. Number 11 and number 13, Casey Hyman and Priscilla O'Dowd. Hyman is a 5'9 senior from Howells, Nebraska. O'Dowd is a 6-foot sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska. Those two are combining for 3.3 and 3.8 kills per set, respectively. Jessica Peters is a 5'9 sophomore from Omaha, Nebraska, averaging 2.4 digs per contest. Darcy Berry has 27 ace serves. She is a 5'5 senior from Wahoo, Nebraska. Shelby Breitschneider is a 5'10 senior from Pierce, Nebraska, averaging 1.6 kills per contest. Jenny Blair wears number 23. She's a 5'4 sophomore from Clarinda, Iowa, averaging 1.9 kills per outing. Christina Kepke is a 6'3 senior from Hayter, Nebraska, averaging 1.7 kills per outing. And Haley Kowalski is a 5'6 senior from Bellevue, Nebraska. She has 22 ace serves this season. For the Dort College Defenders, not much has changed since last night. The rotation looks intact. The Defenders will play this rotation. You have Aubrey Drake. She's number 3. She's a 5'4 sophomore from Rock Island, Nebraska, averaging 2.2 digs per contest. She has 26 ace serves this season. Jill Scouten wears number 7. She's a 5'8 senior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 3.6 digs per set. Number 11 is Julia Lindberg, a 6'1 sophomore from Margate, Florida, averaging 2.1 kills per contest with 25 ace serves. Number 12 is Emma Alton, a 5'11 sophomore from Sioux Center, Iowa, 2.8 kills, 55 ace serve. She leads Dort College in that category. Number 13 is Jamie Gasing. She's a 5'10 sophomore from Sioux Center. She's averaging 10.7 assists and 2.6 digs. She has 32 ace serves. Brooke Granster is Dort College's first-team All-American from 2015. I would be shocked if she was not a first-team All-American this season. She wears number 15. She's a 5'11 senior middle hitter from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 4.1 kills with 2.6 digs. She also has 18 ace serves. Number 19 is Summer Jansen, a 5'10 junior from Sheldon, Iowa, averaging 2.8 digs per set. Number 20 is Elizabeth Keel, a 6-foot senior from Orange City, Iowa, averaging 1.9 kills per outing. And number 22 is Haley Moss, a 6'6 junior from Sioux Center, Iowa, averaging 2 kills per contest. Dort College is coached by Chad Hansen. He is now in his sixth year at Dort College. He has taken three teams to the NAIA National Championship. 3 years ago, Dort College advanced to the round of 12. The Sweet 16 has taken the place of that round of 12 of the expansion of the field. We are having the introductions of the players now, and this is the first time that they have done that, so we've got a little more time than normal. The Dort College defenders have advanced to the quarterfinal round on five different occasions. This is the fifth, and this is their 10th trip to the NAIA National Championship field. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take a break, and we'll be back with volleyball right after this. Welcome back to the Tyson Events Center, Gateway Arena. Let's tell you how we arrived at this final 4 point for the teams involved. Yesterday in the Sweet 16, it was Columbia defeating Doan 3-0. Dort defeated Corbin 3-1. Midland over Montana Tech 3-2. It was a pretty taxing contest, and I was surprised at how well Midland bounced back last night. Missouri Baptist lost to Lindsey Wilson 3-1. Westmont over Viterbo 3-0. That was a controversial finish. Park defeated Grandview 3-2. Eastern Oregon over Oklahoma City 3-0, and it was Hastings over Biola 3-0. That set up the quarterfinal round last night, and it was Dort College over Columbia 3-1. That was number 8 over number 16. Midland defeated Lindsey Wilson. That was a number 5 over number 4, 3-1. Number 7 Park knocked off. Previously, Westmont came into the tournament undefeated. They, though, were beaten twice, once in pool play and then again by Park in the quarterfinal round. Westmont, the number 1 team entering play this week. And it was number 3 Hastings over number 6 Oregon last night. Eastern Oregon, that is, last night, 3-0. We are just about set for the national anthem here at the Tyson Event Center. We have had the introductions of Dort College and Midland. They're working on Hastings and Park right now. Three out of the four teams in the postseason in the Final Four out of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Now, I think if we do a little digging, you're probably going to find that this has happened before. The Golden State Athletic Conference had a run of dominance back in the early 2000s, and there were times where you'd have a pair of Golden State Athletic Conference teams in the championship round. Golden State Athletic Conference, for all intents and purposes, many of those teams have moved on to different stages in collegiate athletics, and you're left with basically Biola and Westmont, but you don't have the heavy hitters like you used to have in Fresno Pacific, and the list went on and on and on. We are having Hastings introduced at the moment. Let's take another break. You're listening to Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. We're going to get started, I would guess, at about 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. That'll be our official start time. Let's take another break. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. All the lineups have been introduced. The coaches have shaken hands. We are set for volleyball. National anthem has been sung. Dort College versus Midland, Great Plains Athletic Conference rivals facing off today in the GPAC semifinals. The winner advances on to the championship this evening. That will be played at 7 o'clock. tonight. The other court has Park versus Hastings. Kind of a neat happening here this morning. As I got here about an hour before match time, you're not going to see this very often, but saw both coaching staffs, Midland and North College, were out on the floor bumping the ball back and forth over the net. And we are set for volleyball. Midland with serve, taken by Scouten, gets it too close to the net, pushed down by Gasing. Here comes Midland. Midland on the attack, set goes right side, power tip. Saved by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to push it up to Altena. A little bit of early match jitters. Let's see if North College able to work things out. They were a little out of sorts that time. One of the few times we have seen Dort College truly out of sorts. And the Midland Warriors with service. Taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out to Altena. Altena, into the block. Dort College picks it up, comes back over to Altena. Altena off of the block again. Here comes Midland. Midland up right side with it. Down the line and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Shelby Breitschneider. So Breitschneider with an attack error. And the Dort College defenders and Midland Warriors are tied 1-1. Emma Altena with service. I don't care what you say. Both of these teams, they've played in big matches up to this point, but this is a little different stage. Gasink and Granstra team up for the block on the outside. They set it over to Jenny Barron. Barron gets blocked at the net. Point Dort College, and the defenders lead it 2-1. 2-1 our score. Emma Altena with service. And Altena's jump serve over the net, saved by Midland, and it's too close to the net, and Granstra puts it away. Brooke Granstra with the first kill for either team. Brooke makes it 3-1. Dort College in front of Midland in set number one of this best-of-five battle. Serving again will be Altena. Emma Altena lines it up, sends it over, controlled by Midland. This time they'll get a clean attack out of it. Power tip over the block, saved by Altena, gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot saved by Midland. Midland with the attack. Again, they set it over to Bear. Bear through the block, and Bear hits it off of a blocker, off of the end line, point Midland. Bear with the kill. It's 3-2. 3-2. Midland with service. The libero, Darcy Berry, will be serving. Berry with a jump serve, sporting the gray jersey, nearly an ace. Lindbergh keeps it in play, bumps it back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra off of the busted play gets a kill. The assist to Lindbergh off of the bump. And the Dort College defenders lead it 4-2, set number one. Jamie Gasink with serve. That means Dort College has three attackers in the front row. Set goes outside to Bear. Bear blocked at the net. Point Dort College, and the defenders lead it 5-2. So a block put up by the defenders. Nice size crowd on hand for today's contest. Across the way, a good 50 or 60 students, I would guess. Set comes right side over the block, saved by Gasing. She lunges for it, gets it up over to Drake. Drake to Lindbergh. Lindbergh can't do anything with it. The pass was too close to the net. Drake, a little bit of an uncustomary position there, trying to bump it up towards the net, trying to give Lindbergh something to do with it. But Lindbergh ran out of space. Midland Warriors with service. And the Midland Warriors, back row specialist, sends it over, taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Granstra, another kill. She's coming off a 20-plus kill last night. She's got three right now. And now Granstra will serve. Dort College leading 6-3. Granstra's serve off of the back line. Midland scrambling for it. Bear passes it up towards the net. It's bumped over the net, taken by Keel. Gets it over to Moss. Moss with a cross-court kill. Haley Moss puts it away, 7-3. 7-3 our score. Dort College up by four, set number one. Serving again is Granstra. Granstra, the floater, controlled by Bear. Barry, that is. Set goes outside to Bear. Unable to put it away. Here comes Dort College. Set comes outside. Lindbergh. Lindbergh off high hands. Saved by Midland. They scramble to it. Passed over the net. Free ball. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Shoots it over to Keel. Keel power tip sideline. Controlled by Midland. Set to the middle. Saved by Jansen on the cover. Comes back right side over to Moss. Moss banks it off of the block for the kill. Haley Moss with her second kill. Dort College leads 8-3. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from a variety of businesses. They include American State Bank, proud to support Door College and Defender Athletics. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. On the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. By CNH Body Repair in Orange City, the reputation didn't happen by accident. By Farmers Mutual Insurance Association and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886, and by Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley, over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. The entire inventory is on the web at 3W.HighwayChevrolet.com. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. And by the Dort College Bookstore, located in the Dort College Campus Center, open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, Saturdays from 11 to 2. The Dort College Bookstore with a selection of Nike and Under Armour Defender gear. And by Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, paintless dent repair, glass installation, and frame repair. A certified PPG shop serving the community since 1955. Nearly an overpass, and it is, and Lindbergh is there to push it down, and the Dort College defenders lead 9-3. Lindbergh gets credit for the kill. It was Granstra's serve that set up the errant pass, though, that she was able to put away. Set goes outside. Bear controlled by Jansen. Puts it over to Keel. Keel unable to put it down. Quick attack middle. Dug by Gasing. Passed over to Keel. Set back to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Hand put on it by Gasing. Passed over to Lindbergh. And Lindbergh, well, they're going to say that the pancake save was no good. Ball hit the ground rather than the hand, and the Dort College lead is 9-4. That was a quick attack out of the middle that Midland was finally able to cash in on. Bears serve, taken by Dort College, and that'll go as an ace. Jenny Bear with the second ace, an ace now to go along with a kill. So an ace serve, and it's back to 9-4. 9-5, beg your pardon. Short serve taken by Jansen. Lunges for it. Gets it back over to Lindbergh. Blocked at the net. Point, Midland. And the Midland Warriors have now strung together 3 points in a row. 3 points in a row for Midland. Serving again will be Bear. Set number one of this best of five battle. Taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gasing. Stab save by Granstra. Goes out of bounds. Point Midland, and Midland right now has Dort College on their heels from the service line. It's 9-7. Dort College leading by two. So fast start for the defenders, but Midland answering the 5-point run with a 4-point run of their own. Taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss, kill. Haley Moss, the 1 foot takeoff to the middle, and she was able to find the sideline for the kill out of the middle. And the Dort College defenders lead 10-7. 10-7 our score. Controlled by Midland. Midland attacking right side off high hands. And the ball drops to the floor. On the Midland side of the net, Dort College with the lead at 11-7. 11-7 our score. That's the one downfall up here. You can't always tell which side of the net the ball falls on. Midland will pass it over. Free ball. Moss to Gasing. Gasing shoots it out to Altena. Altena kill. Emma Altena with the kill. Her first today. She has had a whale of a tournament. Serving again for the defenders will be Jansen. Jansen, floater to the back corner. Is just off the end line, not a bounds. Service error by Jansen, and Midland trims the lead to 12-8. So the service error by Jansen. Midland used a timeout at 8-3. And now Midland's Haley Kowalski will serve. Kowalski, serve taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss banks it off the block for the kill. Haley Moss with her fourth kill. And the Dort College lead is 13-8. 13-8 our score. The libero comes back in for Midland. Jill Scouten will serve for the defenders. Front row for the defenders, Altena and Keel to go along with Gasing. Jill Scouten, the senior from Sioux Center, lofts it over, taken by Midland. Attack, left side, into the net is Casey Hyman, point defenders. So Hyman with an attack error. And the Dort College lead is 14-8. 14-8 our score, Scouten serving. Jill Skelton's serve to the back line, taken by Midland. Bumps that left side, Hyman. Hyman pushes it over the net, saved by Altna. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to push it over, and Gasing pushes it into the net. Point, Midland. Gasing with an attack error. She's coming off a tournament high for her, 8 kills yesterday. She was able to find some soft spots against Columbia in their defense. Serve taken by Dorkala. Daltna gets it over to Gasing. Back over to Keel. Keel falling away. Gets it over the net. Saved by Midland. They have to scramble, though. Passed over the net. Free ball. Keel. Gasing. Gasing shoots it over to Altona. One-on-one. Kill. Take those odds. Altona with a kill. Emma Altona with her second kill. And the defender lead is 15-9. 15-9. Dort College in front. Serving again is Dort College. This time it's Aubrey Drake. Drake served the corner, taken by Hyman. Set right side, Hyman. Hyman into the tape, saved by Midland. And they're going to say the ball never made it over the net. Hyman, an attack error. And the Dort College defenders lead at 16-9. And there's a timeout on the floor again, charged to Midland. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Midland has used both of their timeouts here in set number one, Dort College leading by 7. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from People's Bank, with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter. Member FDIC. Proactive physical therapy and sports rehab services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens. Their number is 722-1902 to be proactive. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com. Their phone number is 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewig is a broker. By the Van England Home and Insurance Agency of Orange City, they do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer is an agent. 712-737-6000. And by the Defender Gold Club, committed to generating scholarship funds for student-athletes by promoting greater interest and support for Dort College athletics. Join the DGC by visiting www.dort.edu/DGC or at the booth next to the concessions at most home football, volleyball, and basketball games. By Ploing Publishing, for all your printing needs, delivering on quality and on time since 1955. Both of these teams were pool champions earlier in the week. Dort College in Pool H, Midland in Pool E. Both went 3-0 in pool play. Drake serve taken by Hyman. Here they come. Set goes to the middle and a kill out of the middle. Christina Kepke with the kill. And the Dort College lead is 16-10 after the timeout. So Midland calls a timeout. They're productive. They get a point after the timeout. Dort College leading 16-10 in set number one. Hyman serve. Saved by Dort College. Gasing gets it over to Granster. Granster off of the back line, though, and Gasing had to chase that one right up to the boundary. The boundary is the green to the tan on the sideline. You've got probably, I would say, 10 to 12 feet to work with on each sideline. Dort College leading now 16-11. Granstra trying to go to the slide and a little late on the attack. Hits it wide and out of bounds. An attack error by Granstra, and it's back to 16-12. 16-12, our score. Midland has service. And the serve taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it out to Altona. Altona off high hand, slowed up at the net by Midland. And out of the middle is Kepke. Kepke with a kill, she's got two. Since the timeout, Midland has gone to the middle attack. And Dort College wants a timeout now. So Dort College calls a timeout. Dort College leading 16-12. Midland on a three-point run. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. Midland with serve, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing tries to push it over. It's pushed back by Midland, and Midland now on the attack, and they get a kill. Jenny Berry with a kill. She's got two by my count, and the Dort College lead that was 7 moments ago is down to 3. Berry records the kill, and here comes Midland. Midland trying to mount a comeback after a slow start. Taken by Drake. Gasing has to chase it. Comes back over to Altona. Altona with the kill. Altona records the kill. For Emma, that is her third. Haley Moss with 4. Brooke Granster with 3. Emma Altona with 3. Emma Altona now serving. Dort College with a 3-point cushion. And an ace serve for Altona. 18-14 our score. Somewhere along the line, I missed a point for the Midland Warriors. So it's 18-14. Alton over the ace. The first ace of the day for Emma. Set goes to the middle. Koepke. Koepke with a tip to the back line. Alton lunges. Can't get to it. It's 18-15. Koepke with another kill. Since the Midland Warriors used a timeout at 16-9, she has scored on three attacks out of the middle. Three of their 6 points have come from Koepke. Serve taken by Scouten. Gets it over to Granstra. She bumps it up to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a roll shot. Set goes right side. Saved by Gasing. By Scouten. Passed over the net by Lindbergh. Set comes back to the middle. And pushing it down is Granstra. Granstra records the kill, or a block, I should say. A point nonetheless. And Dort College leads it 19-15. 19-15, our score. Serving is Gasing, controlled by Midland. They'll attack. Set goes left side, blocked at the net. Granstra, here comes Midland again. Set right side, through the block. Saved by Gasing. That was an attack by Breitschneider. Dort College, Altona, that was Lindbergh, unable to put it down. Granstra with a touch over to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Midland attacks again, set outside, over the top of the block, saved by Lindbergh, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss, power tip, and a kill! Haley Moss with 5 kills so far today. Midland is out of timeouts. Coach Paul Gieselman up, trying to instruct his team from the sideline. Gasing with service, Dort College by 5, nearly an ace. Quick attack, middle, and getting it off the block for the kill. Is Midland's Priscilla O'Dowd. I believe that's number 1 for O'Dowd. I'm not going to pretend that my statistics are official. We'll take a look at the official numbers. In between sets 1 and 2, Dort College with a 20-16 victory with a lead. Jump serve to the back line, taken by Drake. Might have been out of bounds. Gasing goes for it now, gets it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh roll shot and a kill for Juliet Lindbergh. Lindbergh makes it 21-16. I had thought Drake, a moment of indecision, that indecisiveness, thought she was going to let it drop. Then she went for it, and it looked like it was about shoulder high, and she was near the back line. As it is, it works out for a point for Dort College. Set outside, down the line, and hitting it wide and out of bounds was Midland. The attack by Jenny Bear, point Dort College. She tried to go around the block and just had to turn it a little bit too tight. So an attack error by Baird. Dort College leading by 6. Attack right side, and Dort College puts the block up. A block put up by Lindbergh and Keel, and the defenders lead at 23-16. A 7-point lead for Dort College. Serving will be Brooke Granstra, controlled by Midland. They'll attack. Set to Hyman. Hyman from behind the spike line with a kill. Casey Hyman with her first kill recorded this morning by my count. And the Dort College defender lead is 23-17. Stay away from the big run now. This is Jenny Bear with service. Bear's serve to the sideline is wide and out of bounds. Point defenders. And that's what happens when you get behind, and especially at this level. You have to continue serving aggressively. And when you do that, you're prone to more errors, and that is exactly what happened there for Bear. She had to go to the sideline. She missed it wide by inches, and it's a free point for the defenders, 24-17. Serving is Midland. Midland attacking, pushed to the back corner. Saved by Granstra. Gets it outside. Altona. Altona kill, 25-17. Dort College takes set number 1 in this best-of-5 battle. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. The numbers look like this through set number 1. Dort College, a 281 kill efficiency. Midland, 067. Points on blocks for the defenders, 4-2 for Midland. Dort College, a 281 kill efficiency. Midland, 067, as I said. 10 kills for Midland, 14 for the defenders. Individually, Dort College led by Haley Moss with 5. Emma Altona with 4. Granstra with 3. For Midland, Koepke with 4. Priscilla O'Dowd with 3. Jamie Gasing put up 12 assists in that win. Emma Altona had 1 ace serve. That's the only ace for Dort College thus far. Midland an ace as well. That was by Jenny Bear. She had an ace and an error. Both teams 1 ace. Both teams 1 error from the service line. Set number 2 set to get underway. Dort College had a fast start in set number 1. Obviously, that was critical to their success. And now the North College defenders will be sending Aubrey Drake onto the floor for her turn at the service line. So Aubrey Drake will line it up and send it over the right-hander. And set number two is now underway. To the sideline, controlled by Midland. Midland on the attack, out of the middle, Koepke. Koepke with a kill. That is something Midland found late in set number one, and more or less too late at that point. They had some success with Koepke out of the middle. And Koepke records her fifth kill. And the Midland Warriors now have service. They lead 1-0. 1-0, our score. Midland has serve, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing sets outside Altena. Altena blocked at the net point, Midland. Well, I would imagine that we're going to see a more focused effort on Dort College's outside attackers. Now we can see if Dort College can make the adjustment and make maybe get a matchup somewhere else that is more favorable. Casey Hyman with service, catches the tape and falls back on Midland's side. Point Dort College, a service error by Hyman. Serving for the defenders will be Emma Altena. Altena will send it over. Right-handed jump server from Sioux Center, Iowa. And Altena serve controlled by Midland. Midland Koepke, power tip. Dort College digs it. Comes back over to Granstra. Tipped at the net. Covered by Midland. Saved by Midland. Now dumped to the back corner by Gasink. Controlled by Midland. Midland attacking off high hands. And a kill for Midland and Jenny Bear. Bear with her second kill. Midland leads 3-1. 3-1 our score. Midland with the early lead. And serving for Midland is Darcy Berry. Berry served, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, comes back right side. Granstra with a kill. Granstra with her fourth kill, and the North College defenders trail 3-2. Jamie Gasing with service. New attendance record for the semifinals set here this morning. That's what happens when you have three Great Plains Athletic Conference teams playing. Granstra and Lindbergh teaming up for the block. And the defenders tied up at 3-3. Just under 1,300 fans paid attendance for today's contest. I don't think that counts the freebies. There are a few of those floating around. Taken by Gasing, gets it over to Granstra. Granstra power tip, saved by Midland. Midland attacking from behind the spike line is Hyman. Hyman with a kill. Hyman attacking out of the middle from the back row from the spike line. And the North College defenders trail 4-3. Midland has service. I believe this is Grovejohn. Grovejohn from the right-handed side of the service error area, and she serves it long and out of bounds. Point defenders on the service error. Serving for North College now will be Brooke Granstra. Granstra with a jump serve, the floater, and it's long and out of bounds. Point Midland. Midland leads 5-4. So you give a point, you get one. That's Midland right there off the service error by Granstra. Midland gave one on Grovejohn's service error. Now gets one. Serving is Jenny Bear. Taken by Granstra. Bump set by Gasink outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh kill. Julia Lindbergh, 5-5 our score. Lindbergh attacking from the outside. Dort College 1, set 1, 25-17. They've tied it up here in set 2, 5-5. Julia Lindbergh with three kills. Serve controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, slide right side, off high hands, pushed down by Keel. Keel with the kill. Dort College takes the lead at 6-5. Busted play that time, and it was Priscilla O'Dowd. They tried to throw a slide to on the right, and she just ran out of room. Had a tough angle. Dort College got a block put up, and eventually it was Keel pushing it down. Set outside, Hyman. Hyman goes cross court, hits it wide and out of bounds. There was no touch at the net. Point Dort College. So Hyman with an attack here. I did not realize that she is not that terribly tall. Hyman listed at 5'9". Another one of those shorter outside hitters. Now we saw Corbin. They had a 5'7 one yesterday, and she still managed to be very productive. Hyman pretty good as well, 5'9 outside hitter. Over the top of the block, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink. Gaysink, Granster, Granster from behind the spike line. Midland recovers. Here's Hyman. Hyman off high hands, taken by Dort College. Set right side, Moss. Moss cross court. Dug by Midland. Midland keeps it alive. Hyman now over the top of the block, saved by Granster. One player on the floor who could do that. She did it. Comes back over to Hyman. Hyman blocked and nails it off the block in the kill. Hyman with the kill. For Casey Hyman, that's number three. Interesting thing about Corbin yesterday, they had a 5-3 setter that went all the way around. You don't see that at this level much. Normally you need a 5-8 or 5-9 setter to at least survive. Otherwise you get eaten up at the block. Taken by Jansen, shoots it out to Altano. Altano with a swing, and it's going to go out of play. Point Dort College, off of the dagger. Altano records the kill. Altano makes it 8-6. 8-6 our score. Scouten has service. Jill Scouten to serve. And Scouten serve controlled by Midland. Dumped over. Stab saved by Jansen. Kept it alive. Here comes Altona. Back over to Granstra. Gaysink tips it. Now Gaysink on an attack. Now Midland will push it over. Free ball Dort College. Granstra, Gaysink. Gaysink slide. Keel off high hands. Kill. Elizabeth Keel comes through with her first kill. She didn't have many last night, but when she got them, they all seemed very, very critical. There again, she comes through with one. Dort College takes a three-point lead, 9-6. Maybe it's just because of the stage. Every kill seems critical. Ace serve, Jill Scouten. Scouten's floater has given some trouble here in Sioux City to some teams, and the Dort College defenders force Midland to use another timeout. This is timeout number one of set number two by Midland. They trail 10-6. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. I'd like to thank the area businesses that make these broadcasts possible throughout the course of the year. Obviously, it's not always at the national championships. It's those local broadcasts as well, and we thank them very much for their support. They include People's Insurance, a full-service agency for personal, commercial, farm, crop, life, and health insurance located in Rock Valley, Sioux Center, Hayward, and Akron. Raj Cooley and Lisa Dykstra are in the Sioux Center location. Their phone number is 722-0101. Dort College leading 10-6, set number two. Dort College one, set one, 25-17. Serve controlled by Midland. Midland out of the middle, and again they go back to Koepke. I don't know what happens in that huddle, but I would imagine it is something to the effect of ladies. We've got Christina Koepke. She's 6'3". She can do some things in the middle, and Midland proceeds to go right back to her, and again, she gets another kill. Happened twice in set number one. Gaysink off of the block. Saved by Midland. Midland attacking. Outside it goes Hyman. Hyman off high hands kill. So Casey Hyman with another kill. Hyman with four, and the Dort College defenders now set for serve receive from Jessica Peters. Peters serve, taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gaysink, shoots it over to Altona. Altona kill. I will say this, and I've tried to put my bias aside as I watch the teams warm up. The team that seemed the most relaxed and just out here ready to enjoy themselves was Dort College. A very relaxed group heading out onto the floor. A lot of smiles and a lot of just fun before things began. Drake's serve, receive, and we've got a player in the net for Dort College. Now, I don't know if that's going to translate into success today, but normally that does reflect that a team is still relatively fresh. Casey Hyman with service. Casey Hyman to serve with her team down 11-9. Serve controlled by Scouten. Gets it over to Gaysink. Set goes outside Altona. Altona around the block. Saved by Midland. The libero, Barry, dug it up. They go to Koepke. Koepke in the middle. Koepke with seven. And Midland has cut it down to an 11-10 contest. Koepke with another kill. She's the leader for Midland here this morning with 11 kills. We can still call it this morning for a few more minutes. Serve taken by Drake. Set middle. Altona, Altona with a kill. Dort College shaking up the bottle that time, and Emma Altona, slid over to the middle, and Dort College trying to give her a little different angle to work with, and Altena records the kill. It's 12-10. 12-10, our score serving is Dort College's Emma Altena. Altena over the jump serve. Altena serve controlled by Midland. Set goes outside. Through the block and a kill for Jenny Bear. Jenny Bear with her third kill. And it's Dort College with a one-point lead at 12-11. Back and forth they go. Berry with service. This is Darcy Berry, the senior libero for Midland, wearing the gray long-sleeve jersey. Short serve taken by Scouten, gets it to Granstra. Granstra, Lindbergh, blocked at the net, saved by the defender. Slide, Granstra. Midland, to their credit, got to it. Now a swing out of the left side and a kill for Bear, and it's 12-12. I thought Dort was going to get a point. They got everything they wanted. There was a transition at the net. They got the slide over to Granstra, but Midland, to their credit, positioned themselves and dug it up. Berry with service, taken by Drake, gets it over to Gaysink, and too close to the net, and it's pushed down by Priscilla O'Dowd. Midland has scored three in a row, five of the last six and seven of the last nine, and the Dort College defenders are forced to call a timeout, trailing 13-12. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Both teams have now used one timeout. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Drake to Gaysink to Granstra. Dort College ties it up 13-13 right out of the timeout. The serve by Midland. Dort College handled it cleanly. Brooke Granstra with her fifth kill unofficially. The Dort College defenders knotted at 13. Short serve controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, and the kill for Midland. Now I believe that was O'Dowd who got credit for the kill. Her fifth. Dort College trailing 14-13. Midland has service. And Midland's floater taken by Granstra. Gaysink has to chase it. Bumps it up over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh off the block and the kill. Julie Lindbergh, another player who's playing with a lot of confidence right now for the Dort College defenders. Dort College ties it up 14-14. Julia with her fourth kill here this morning. Serving for Dort College is Granstra. Granstra with service. Low hard serve taken by the Warriors. Set goes to the middle. Koepke, and we've got a lift called on Midland. Dort College leads 15-14. A ball handling error called on their setter, evidently. I did not see it. Granstra's serve, short, controlled by Midland. Set goes to the middle, tip. Pancake saved by Jansen. No, it's tied. 15-15, our score. I think that was O'Dowd again. She got six. Midland, their players sporting the ponytails, and they cover up their back number pretty nicely. Tough to make out who it is. Serve to the sideline is long and out of bounds. Point defenders. And the Dort College defenders retake the lead at 16 on a service error. Got seven ties here in set number two. Dort College leads in the match, one set to nothing. From the middle, the kill for O'Dowd. Priscilla O'Dowd with her seventh kill, and we're knotted at 16. So another kill for O'Dowd. 16-16, our score. Serving is Haley Kowalski for Midland. We inch our way towards the needed 25. Neither team able to get any separation right now. Keel to Gaysink. Gaysink to Moss. Moss blocked at the net. Saved by Dort College. Down ball Granstra. Saved by Midland. Midland attacking. Power tip. Saved by Granstra. Bump set outside. Altena. Tough angle. Dort College. Pancake save. No. Gaysink tried for the pancake save. Dort College out of sorts that time. They got the set over to Moss, but Moss was right on the net and couldn't put it away. That set up the broken play. So a block for a point by Midland and the Dort College defenders trailing 17-16. Kowalski has service. Kowalski served, taken by Granstra. Too close to the net, saved by Jansen. Free ball, Dort College in effect. Down the line, Moss, and Moss is blocked. Point Midland. Midland has scored 3 points in a row. So a block put up. 2 points off of blocks for Midland, and Midland leads it 18-16. So there's your separation now. Timeout on the floor. Charge to the Dort College defenders. Dort College trailing 18-16. Back with more. Set number two at the NAIA National Championship. We'll be back with more right after this. Well, Dort College forced into rally mode here, trailing 18-16. They led most recently at 16-15, but 3 points in a row by the Warriors. They continue service with Kowalski. Dort College needs a point here to break the run. Kowalski's serve, a floater, taken by Keel, gets it to Gasing, shoots it out to Altena. Altena through the block, kill. Emma Altena records the kill. Back and forth we go. 8 kills now for Altena. And the Dort College defenders trail by a point, set number 2. They won set 1, did Dort College, 25-17. Jill Scouten now with service. Scouten, the floater to the back line. Midland gets to it. Koepke off of the block, and Koepke with another kill. Got to find an answer for her if you're Dort College. She's got 8 kills. And right now they are just simply going to throw it to her and simply say, do something with it. Midland's attack out of the middle predominantly, and that's where they've had their success with Koepke and O'Dowd. Set outside Altena down the line. Midland keeps it alive. Set outside Hyman. Hyman over the block, saved by Granstra. Gasing pushes it over. Here comes Midland. Hyman again. Hyman down the line, and they call it in. Back line judge said it was in, and Hyman records the kill. Somehow she was able to put a little bend on that one. Kept it in play. She's got 5. And Midland now opens up a 3-point advantage. Too close to the net. They're going to the short serve. Dort College having a little bit of trouble handling that. Jansen, Gasing, Keel. Keel with a swing. And the ball ends up out of bounds. Last touch by Midland. Dort College trails 2018. Keel with a kill. Elizabeth Keel, one of 3 seniors for the Dort College defenders in the regular rotation. Scout and Granstra, the other 2. Serving for the defenders will be Aubrey Drake. Drake's serve controlled by Midland. Midland attacking. This is Hyman, taken by Drake. Over to Gasing. Slide right side. Granstra kill. See if Dort College can make a little hay here. You've got Granstra in the front row along with Altena and Gasing. Drake has service. 2019, Dort College down a point. Drake's serve controlled. Set goes to the middle. And the block put up by Granstra. Granstra gets up on Koepke and puts it down. A block for the defenders. And the Dort College defenders have tied it at 20. Tie number 9 of set number 2. Timeout on the floor. Charge to Midland. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from Joe's TV and Appliance. Service you know guaranteed by Joe. Featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs located in Orange City. By Sioux Commercial Sweeping, located in Sioux Center. And by Joiner's Ward Dentistry in Orange City, offering comfortable, friendly, and modern dental services for a healthy, beautiful smile. Serving Fort Dort College will be Aubrey Drake. And Drake will line it up, sends it over, back right corner. Controlled by Midland, they go backside to Hyman. Hyman with a kill. This time they didn't go to Koepke. Dort College thought they were going to. They were putting the block to the middle, and they isolated Hyman on the right side, and Hyman gets the kill. It's 21-20. Midland in front. Hyman had some success in the service area the last time. Drake, Gasing, outside Altena. Altena down the line, saved by Midland. Midland attacking. Set goes outside over the block. Saved by Scouten. Gets it up over to Altena. Altena roll shot. Covered by Barry. Set back over to Koepke. Dug by Scouten. Gasing with a bump. Back over to Altena. Altena with the kill. Emma Altena with the kill. Somehow got it to the sideline. It's 21-21. 21-21 our score. Tie number 8 of set number 2. And with a jump serve is Altena, taken by Barry. Here comes Midland. Koepke, blocked at the net. Point, Dort College! 22-21 our score. The Dort College defenders retake the lead on the block put up by Brooke Granstra. Brooke Granstra dominating this trip through the rotation. She entered it. Dort College was down 3. They're now up 1. Altena with service. Emma Altina serve, taken by Berry. Here comes Midland again. Bump set outside. Roll shot taken by Altina. Gets it over to Gasing. Gasing slide. Granstra. Granstra kill. 23-21. Dort College with a two-point lead. Midland is out of timeouts. Emma Altina has service. 23-21 our score. And Altina's serve on the way. Jump serve, could be an ace. Midland covers. Passed over the net by Hyman. Taken by Drake, gets it over to Gasing. Comes back over to Granstra. Granstra with a swing, now pushed by Lindbergh, controlled by Midland. Midland will take it. Set goes outside, O'Dowd. O'Dowd off of the block, kill. Beg your pardon, that was Bear. Bear over the kill. 23-22, Bear records the kill. Thought Dort College had a shot there. It was a busted play, but eventually Midland was able to control it. Barry with service. Barry serve for Midland. Taken by Scouten, gets it to Gasing. Comes outside Lindbergh. Lindbergh rolled it, controlled by Midland. Attack middle, and it goes out of bounds. We're tied 23-all. 23-23 our score. Attacking out of the middle. That time it was O'Dowd. O'Dowd with eight. Pivotal point here, 23-all. One of the teams will be at set point when this one's over. Scouten gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Granstra. Granstra slide covered by Scouten. Gasing shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh tools it off the block. Midland controls it. Passed over the net, free ball. Scouten, Gasing. Gasing slide right side. Granstra down the line, kill. Brooke Granstra with her sixth kill. 24-23. Jamie Gasing with service. Gasing's floater controlled by Midland. Midland for the tie. No block put up. The wall by Lindbergh. Granstra, Moss, they saw it coming. And the defenders score a come from behind victory in set number two, 25-23. Dort College takes a 2-0 lead in this best of five match. Let's take a break. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR. Dort College secures a 2-0 lead in this best-of-five match with a 25-23 win in set number two. We head to set number three. Dort College winning set one, 25-17, and set two, 25-23. Midland for the match. A 229 kill efficiency. Dort College hitting 300. Midland hit 350 in set two. Dort College 308. Points off of blocks for the defenders, eight. Midland with five. That's for this match. Brooke Granstra with nine kills, eight for Emma Altina. Haley Moss with five. Julie Lindbergh with four for Midland. Priscilla O'Dowd, eight. And Casey Hyman has six. I believe Jenny Bear has five. And Christina Kepke has nine. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We head to set number three. Dort College will be receiving serve. And doing the honors for Midland will be Casey Hyman. Hyman serve taken by Drake, and Drake's pass too close to the net. Point Midland, and Midland takes the early lead on an ace serve. An ace serve for Midland and Hyman. Hyman with a jump serve. Again, they go at Drake. Drake gets it over to Gasing. Gasing outside Altina. Altina with a kill, 1-1. Emma Altina records her ninth kill. Dort College with a pair of ace serves today. Midland with one service ace and one service error, so that actually was not recorded as an ace, but a kill on the overpass. Here's Altina with service to the sideline, and it's just wide and out of bounds. Just missing the sideline was Altina with a service error. That is Dort College's second service error today. And serving for Midland will be the libero, Barry. Barry with service. Barry's serve, a looper taken by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing pushes to the sideline, passed over the net, and we've got a double contact called on Barry. Gasing will get credit for the kill. For Jamie, I believe that's number one today. They'll let you get pretty sloppy with that first contact, but the second one better be clean, and that time it wasn't by Barry. Barry got called for the ball handling error. Serve controlled by Hyman. Here's the set to the middle, off of the block, saved by Gazing. Gets it over to Granstra. Now Lindbergh blocked at the net. Stab saved by Jansen. Kept it alive. Pushed over the net by Moss. Controlled by Midland. Midland attacking down the line and hitting it long and out of bounds. There was no touch. Well, there was a touch at the net. The R2 is going to call it. And the R1 actually says that he saw it. So he said, Coach Chad Hansen nods his head in approval. He said, okay, if you saw it. Andy Grovejohn with service. Midland leading 3-2. 3-2 our score. Sometimes takes a little while to get the mechanics of the officials down. Grant's over the kill. Throw it to her till her arm falls off. She's got her lifetime now to recover. Granstra with her 10th kill. This is it for Brooke. Same is true for Keel and for Scouten. There is no tomorrow in terms of competitive volleyball. Set goes right side. Off the block and a kill for Midland. And Priscilla O'Dowd. O'Dowd with her 9th kill. And Midland has a 4-3 lead. 4-3 our score. Dort College leading 2-0. Midland has service. Jump serve taken by Jansen. Gets it over to Gaysink. Comes back over to Moss. Moss off high hands. Controlled by Midland. Midland attack. Jansen there to cover it. Comes back over to Keel. Keel out of the middle. Unable to put it away. Set back over to and to left side. Did we have a touch? We did not. Point Dort College. The attack by Midland goes long, and we have our fourth tie of this set. We're tied 4-4. 4-4 our score. 4-4 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Jansen. Jansen's serve is long and out of bounds. Point Midland. So Midland retakes the lead on the service error. A couple of service errors by the defenders. And sending it over will be Haley Kowalski. Kowalski, a 5'6 senior from Bellevue, Nebraska for the Warriors. Her floater is taken by Keel. Gaysing keeps it alive. Eltna tips it over. Here comes Midland. Set left side Hyman. Hyman off the block. Down on Midland's side. Point Dort College and the defenders tied up 5-5. Blocking has been pretty good today for the defenders. Serving for Dort College now is Jill Scouten. Jill Scouten with service. Floater, back line. Midland controls. They'll bump it back to the middle of the floor. Saved by the Midland Warriors. Trying to dump it was Gaysink. Gets it back over to Altena. Banks it off the block. Saved by Jansen. Midland scrambles. Set comes outside. Right to O'Dowd. Unable to put it down. Set comes back over to Altena. Change up. Here comes Midland. Joust at the net. Won by Altena. Point Dort College. Emma Altena on the joust, her 10th. 6-5 our score, Dort College leading by 1. Jill Scouten with service. Scouten serve controlled by Midland. Midland quick attack, Koepke. Koepke off of the block, kill. Tied up 6-6. 6-6 our score. Peters has service. Peters serve taken by Altena. They really like that short serve now. Altena blocked at the net, covered by Granstra. Set right side, Keel blocked at the net. Point Midland. Midland takes the lead back at 7-6. Midland has gone to the short serve, first forcing Dort College's attackers to make first contact. Peters has service again. Peters, another short serve taken by Altena. They get it over to Gaysink. Back over to Altena. Altena, one-on-one, cross-court. Was there a touch at the net? There was. Point Dort College, we're tied 7-all. Emma Altena with her 11th kill. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. So Drake, sophomore, her jump serve, an ace. Aubrey Drake with an ace serve, her 27th of the season, the second of the day for Dort College. So an ace serve gets Dort College the one-point lead at 8-7. 8-7, Drake again. down the line, controlled by Midland. Set right side, Hyman, cross court, dug by Scouten. Gasing for the dump, covered by Barry. Koepke, stab save by Jansen, comes back over to Altena. Altena, kill. Emma Altena with a kill. For Emma, that's number 12. Serving for the defenders will be Drake. Drake, little hop serve controlled by Midland. They'll set right side. Hyman, dug by Drake. Gasing, bumps it back over to Altena. Joust, and this time it's won by Midland and Casey Hyman. Hyman makes it 9-8. Casey Hyman will now take her turn in the service area. And the Midland Warriors set for their serve. Short, taken by Drake at the sideline. Gasing back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Granstra with a kill on the slide to the right. Over on the other court, it's 1-1 between Park and Hastings. Dort College leading this match 2-0. Emma Altena with service. Altena, jump serve, controlled by Midland. Warriors attacking out of the middle. Block put up by Granstra on the attack by Shelby Breitschneider. And the defenders open up a three-point lead, 11-8. I'd be shocked if Paul Gieselman doesn't use the timeout here. Well, I am shocked. He's going to let it ride for one more point at least. Emma Altena with service again. Altena, serve, taken by Barry. Here comes Midland. Midland outside, off of the block. Saved by Altena. Gets it over to Gasing. Comes outside to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a swing. Midland scrambles. Barry keeps it alive. Bump set well off of the net. Off of the block and getting it down. Dort College not quite with enough of a closure on that block between Gasing and Granstra. The kill recorded by the Warriors, and the Warriors back to within two at 11-9. 11-9 the score. Serving is Barry for Midland. Midland down by two. Drake gets it back over to Gasing. Comes back to Lindbergh, and Lindbergh gets blocked at the net. Dort College leading 11-10. Midland making a charge. Dort College moments ago up three, 11-8. Neither team has used a timeout yet. Serve taken by Scouten. Gets it to Gasing. Back over to Granstra. Tips it over. Controlled by Midland. Midland attacking and a tip and a kill. Both teams going for placement that time. And O'Dowd with her 10th kill. And we're tied at 11-11. O'Dowd with her 10th kill by my count. And Midland has service. This is Barry, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, shoots it over to Lindbergh. Lindbergh through the block, saved by Midland. Bump set, left side, and hitting it wide and out of bounds is Bear, Point Dort College. Bear with an attack error, and the Dort College lead is 12-11. We can officially call it afternoon now. A match that spans the morning into the afternoon. Set right side off high hands. Jansen unable to keep it in play. Lindbergh and Granstra both got a hand on it, and then Jansen tried to keep it in play, and we're tied 12-12. 12-12 our score. I believe that was Breitschneider with a kill. So Midland trying to serve and reestablish a lead. Serve taken by Granstra, gets it over to Gasing, comes back over to Moss. Moss cross court. Midland scrambling. It's passed over the nets. Dort College attacking. Back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill. Brooke Granstra with a kill. Granstra makes it 13-12. 11 kills for Granstra today. Make it 12 kills, beg your pardon. So Brooke has 12 kills. Jump serve by Granstra, controlled by Midland. Midland trying to tie it, and they do. Back and forth these two. Punch and counter punch. Kind of like a boxing match. You find the weakness, and you go after it until the opponent stops it. O'Dowd with another kill. O'Dowd with 11 now. Serve taken by Lindbergh. Gets it to Gasing. Comes back to Lindbergh. Lindbergh with a kill. Julia Lindbergh with 5 kills. She entered play this week, or today I should say, averaging 2.1 kills per contest. And the defender lead is 14-13. Jansen with service, taken by Midland. Stride, right side, pushed back over by the defenders, Point Dort College. Point defenders. Dort College leads 15-13. First time Dort College has led by more than two or more since it was 11-8. Jansen serve, controlled by Midland. That's Hyman, dumped over, covered by Jansen. Comes back over to Keel. Keel with a swing. Midland attacking, set left side. Hyman. Hyman through the block, saved by Jansen. Up and over and out of bounds, Point Midland. Hyman gets credit for the kill. It's 15-14. Hyman, unofficially with 8 kills now. And the Midland Warriors have service. Serve taken by Granstra. Gasink has the lunge for it. Bump set back over to Granstra. Granstra with a kill from behind the spike line. Brooke with her 13th. Dort College leads 16-14. 16-14 our score. Serving for the defenders will be Jill Scouten. Dort College leading 2-0, 25-17 and 25-23. Short serve taken by Midland, short by Scouten standards. Tipped over the net by Hyman, taken by Altena, gets it back over to Giesing, slide over to Keel. Keel blocked at the net. And a player in the net for Midland. Point Dort College, and the defenders lead by 3, 17-14. Keel will get credit for the kill. Midland's going to use a timeout. They've got both remaining. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Warriors. Back with more after this. A 17-14 lead for the defenders in set number 3. Serving for Dort College will be Jill Scouten after the timeout charge to Midland. Serve controlled by Barry, up close to the net. Pushed down by Altena. Dort College leads 18-14. Altena records a point on the joust. She's got 13. She and Granstra share match honors thus far for the defenders. Served by Scouten, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, set to Koepke. Koepke hits it wide and out of bounds. Point defenders, 19-14. Koepke with an attack. Dort College got the block put up, and Midland calls another timeout. Timeout on the floor, charge to the Midland Warriors. Dort College leading 19-14. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Volleyball on KDCR 88.5 FM. 19-14. The defenders leading by 5. Today's broadcast made possible in part by a grant from American State Bank, proud to support Dort College and Defender Athletics. By Joe's TV and Appliance, service you know guaranteed by Joe, featuring new and used appliances, grills, and TVs. Located in Orange City. Jill Scouten with service. Dort College on a 4-0 run. They've scored 6 of the last 7. They lead at 19-14. Served by Scouten. Controlled by Midland. Midland attacking outside Hyman. Blocked at the net. Covered by Barry. Here comes Midland again. Hyman again. Hammers away. And that time she sneaks it through. It's 19-15. So Hyman with the kill. Casey Hyman unofficially with 8 kills by my count. And the Dort College lead is 4. Serve controlled by the defenders. Back over to Keel. Keel roll shot kill. What did I say earlier? She doesn't get many, but when she does, they seem to be very critical. And from here on out, every point is critical. You simply want to stay away from the long run of points if you're Dort College. Don't allow Midland 3 or 4 in a row, and you're in great shape, leading 20-15 here in set number 3. Overpass, Granstra puts it away. Dort College leading 21-15. Granstra, another kill. They're actually going to call a back row attack, but Granstra will get the kill. She's got 14 against 2 errors, and the defenders lead 21-15. Serving is Drake, controlled by the Warriors. Warriors attacking, set outside. Around the block, saved by Jansen, gets it over to Gasing. Gasing, Granstra. Granstra, kill! 22-15. Brooke Granstra with 15. The Dort College crowd on their feet. Aubrey Drake with service. Sophomore. Lofts it over, controlled by Midland. Midland attacking, set right side, Hyman. Hyman cross-court, kill. 22-16. Again, now you go into don't allow the long run of points. Hyman records her ninth kill of the ballgame. Serving is Hyman, taken by Scouten, gets it over to Gasing, slide right side, Granstra blocked at the net, Dort College reloads, Gasing will shoot it out wide to Altena, Altena off the single block and a kill. Emma Altena, 14 kills. Dort College leading 23-16, set three, trying for the sweep here in the national semifinals. Emma Altena serving. Altena serve, controlled by Midland. Warriors attack, set goes outside, tipped, saved by Drake. Comes back over to Gasing. Gasing, Altena, Lindbergh. Lindbergh over the block, saved by Midland. Midland misdirected, and we've got a player in the net. That's Koepke. And the Dort College defenders are serving for the set and the match. 24-16. Emma Altena has service. So Altena's serve. Dort College trying to put it away. Altena. Jump serve. Catches the tape. Rolls over. Granstra with the swing. Midland recovers. Passed up and over and out of bounds. And the Dort College defenders are going to the national championship. Dort College sweeps conference rival Midland. 25-17, 25-23, 25-16, and the defenders continue to cut a swath through this NAI National Championship. They have lost three sets total in six matches against the best the NAIA has to offer, and the Dort College defenders are moving on. They'll be playing tonight at 7 o'clock at the Tyson Event Center in Sioux City, Iowa. If you're within reach of my voice, we'd love to have you. The bandwagon is wide open. If you haven't made it to a match yet, we'd love to see you this evening. 7 o'clock, Dort College taking on either Hastings or Park. They've got some unfinished business over on court number 2. They're playing right now, but how about that? The Dort College defenders with 7 losses this season, they're moving on. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Let's take a break and be back with more right after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu, kdcr885.com. Still have to get used to that website change. If you haven't been to it, we'd love you to check it out and offer your feedback. The Dort College defenders, 6-0 now at the pool at the national championship. They were swept by Midland right out a month ago. 3-0 in the GPAC semifinals, and looked like a team that was struggling with who they were. Not playing great volleyball at that time. In a matter of 2.5 weeks, it seems the Dort College defenders have recreated themselves to a certain degree, and they have it rolling now. I felt it during pool play that they were playing as well as anyone here. Obviously, you aren't playing the top teams. The pools are split up pretty evenly. But just got a sense that the defenders had a shot, and that's all you ask for at this point of the season. You want to have a shot. You don't want to feel like you're overmatched. And Dort College has been anything but overmatched here at the national championship. 6-0 in terms of the matches played thus far. And in those six matches, they are 18-3 in sets. So gives you an idea of the level of play that Dort College is playing at right now. And like I said, during one of the sets, they are playing about as relaxed and having about as much fun as any team that I have seen at a national championship event. That being said, more work to do. As Coach Chad Hansen said last night, this team not content with just simply being here at this point. They want more. And we will see if they can get more this evening. They are the first ever Great Plains Athletic Conference team to make the NAI championship in volleyball. And they await the winner of Park and Hastings. Those two are wearing each other out right now. They're in set number 3 with the match tied right now at 1-1. And I'm waiting to see the point go up on the board. And Hastings leads that one 20-15 in set number 3. So right now it's 1-1. And right now Hastings leads set 3 20-15. By the time our post-game wrap-up, our post-match wrap-up is complete. We will, we should have a pretty good idea of who's in the driver's seat at least. Here are your numbers from today. Dort College over Midland, 25-17, 25-23, 25-16. Dort College, 44 kills, 11 errors, 105 total attacks. That's going to win you some matches. 314 kill efficiency. They limit Midland, a team that was hitting right around 300 as a team. They limit Midland to 40 kills, 21 errors, and 101 total attacks, a 188 kill efficiency. Dort College's Jamie Gaysink, 38 assists out of the 39 for the defenders. Jessica Peters, 29 out of 35 for Midland. The defenders were outdug today, 38-7. That's not such a bad thing, though, I always say. Dort College, 12 points off of blocks. Midland with 8 points off of blocks. Individually, Dort College led by Brooke Granstra's 16 kills. Emma Altena with 13. 5 each for Haley Moss and Julia Lindberg. 4 for Elizabeth Keel. For the Midland Warriors, Christina Kepke with 11 kills. Priscilla O'Dowd had 13. 9 for Casey Hyman. 6 for Jenny Bear. Jessica Peters with 29 assists. That's for Midland. 1 service ace by the Warriors. That was by Jenny Bear. 10 digs each for Jessica Peters and Darcy Berry. 6 digs for Casey Hyman. 5 for Anna Grovejohn. 5 block assists for Kepke. 3 block assists each for Casey Hyman and Priscilla O'Dowd. For the Dort College defenders, 38 assists for Jamie Gaysink. Comes out to right at 12 and two-thirds per set. Summer Jansen with 11 digs. 7 digs for Emma Altena. 5 block assists for Julia Lindberg. 6 for Brooke Granstra. 3 each for Elizabeth Keel and Haley Moss. This is KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Let's take another break, and we'll tread some water. Always takes a little time for Coach Chad Hansen to make his way through and sometimes gets waylaid by some other media members. But we'll do what we can to save some time, and we'll get to Coach Chad Hansen in a while. Hastings College is up on Park now, 2-1. I have said all along through this tournament, if there was one team that I thought was really, really good, other than the defenders, obviously, I kept saying Hastings. I think Hastings is a force to be reckoned with, and right now they are positioning themselves to get in the championship match opposite Dort College. Just tell you how Hastings has fared thus far. We're still waiting on Coach Chad Hansen, and been involved with enough of these types of settings where it does take a little while for him to work his way, and that's not just him, but the coaches in general get siphoned off and talking to other media members who have more hard deadlines, and so we don't mind sharing the coach with them. And pardon me as I do a little online engineering. The Dort College defenders, winners in 3 over Midland, did not expect a sweep here this afternoon or this morning / afternoon. The Dort College defenders really controlled from start to finish. There was never a point at which I thought Midland was going to make a charge at the defenders, other than the many charges that they did. Coach Chad Hansen has made his way over. And I'm going to get some things set up, Coach, so just hang tight. You got time, huh?
I do. Well, a little bit. I have about at least one more set on the other court with Hastings and Park.
How do you feel?
Winded. From the locker room to this upstairs loft. With some spring in my step, I'm feeling really, really good. Thanks for asking. How are you feeling?
Well, we're making it through.
Making it through. Another day at the office for you, huh?
Just another sweep, Coach. I mean, what has I said in the post match as I was taking a little time. I watched you in pool play, and I thought, okay, we're playing pretty well.
Yeah.
You don't get a sense of you're obviously not playing the top teams though at that point. The pools are evenly distributed by design. Kind of swathed through it right now, though. A couple of 3-1 wins and now a 3-0 win. Why are you playing so well?
You know, it's a number of factors. First of all, I'll say we're healthy and strong, and we're united in spirit. It's just been so tremendously wonderful to watch us play loose and free and fun. And as a coach, I literally, Mike, in these matches, do some coaching as far as strategy and ideas, but the players are the ones who've taken ownership, and I get to be entertained through the decisions that they are making, the ways they are choosing to execute, and that, I think, when you create ownership, and I'm not saying I've created that, the players have. They are the ones who choose how we go, what we do, and how we do it. And I have input. I have they run things by me. They say, "What do you think?" They run it by our assistant coaches, who are making interjected ideas into the match. So it's a real collective, united effort and spirit. And I feel like that's a key component to how free we're playing right now.
Midland, the opponent today, taking on a familiar foe, and feel strange in this setting to be playing a familiar foe like that, or not a big deal?
That's a great question. There is a certain element of strangeness, and yet what I told the team last night, I believe this. Midland is playing a Dort College team they've never played before. Dort is playing a Midland team that we've seen a couple times, and we've won one against them in this season, and we lost one against them this season. And it was really important for us to be focused on the things that we've been doing well and control those things from the serving and passing. And honestly, that was the passing side was a little bit of a struggle for us tonight. But overall, I'm excited that we played them, and I'm glad that it's done.
You talked about the serve receive being a struggle. It felt like you made up for some of that, though, simply because of how well your team blocked. I thought you blocked probably as well as you have down here.
That could be. You know what? I don't have the final stat sheet. What was our blocking? 8? It's 12 and a half. I like that number. That's a good number. And that's a little bit above our average, right?
Right. For you're right at 2, and that's a 4 average. So
yeah.
That's a lot of points off of blocks, actually, in a three-set match.
It is, and not only on the scoreboard, you're right, but also I think for the confidence of the attackers. I told the team in this third set during a timeout that with Midland trying to tip their way out of some rotations, I said, hey, I like what they're trying to do to work through this. I like the pressure that we're putting on them. And keep being disciplined. Let's make little adjustments here and there. And we were able to do that.
I thought the turning point in the match was set number 2. You were down 18-16. You rotated. You got Brooke in the front row. I believe she came up with a killer, a block right away. And I thought, okay, can you make some hay here? Can you get something done? And you scored the next 3 points, took control, and getting that rotation, just surviving a rotation or two, getting her back in there, gives you a different advantage.
It does. Yeah, it absolutely does. And I think it does because our passing was a little bit more of a struggle, but it was dialing in better in that second set. We were starting to get Jamie the ball in a better location. And when that happens, the blockers for sure have to really pay attention to the routes that Brooke is running. What a dynamic second set that I think gave us some, as you said, I think it was a turning point.
I live with someone who knows a lot more about volleyball than I do, and she came and watched last night, and she said, Liz Keel doesn't get a lot of swings, she doesn't get a lot of kills, but it seems like every time she gets one, it's at a pivotal moment.
That's very true. And Liz is just playing smart, consistent, senior, wise volleyball. And I got a text after our win last night, and the text said, I think it was a text from my mom actually listening out in Washington. She said, I loved hearing Mike Biker say, kill by Keel. And She said at times you were very animated, so those words kind of slurred together, and it was just a joy to hear that. Liz is having a great, great tournament, a great conclusion to her senior year, and she also has input on the strategy. She is asking for what ways she can help us become more successful through that front row.
Coach, I will let you go. See you back here tonight at 7 o'clock.
You're coming?
One more. I'll think about it. I'll get back to you.
I made him speechless, folks. Thanks, Mike. We appreciate it.
That's Coach Chad Hansen, and that's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College Volleyball. Once again, Dort College victorious in 3 over Midland. Final set scores 25-17, 25-23, and 25-16. A little bit of housekeeping duties to fill you in on. First of all, in regards to volleyball tonight, there is going to be a post-match celebration, win or lose, here at the Tyson Event Center for Dort College fans. So if you needed any more incentive to come out, that's one more thing. We're going to get started at 7 o'clock or so with the match this evening. And then following that, a celebration of a fine season, win or lose, for the defenders. And that will be happening here at the Tyson Event Center, so you don't even have to leave for that celebration. So that's one housekeeping chore. The other housekeeping chore, for those of you who are disappointed that we won't have basketball on KDCR this afternoon because Dort College is at Hastings, I would like to direct you to the Hastings website for their video stream. And that will be beginning here shortly from Hastings, Nebraska. You are listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. That's going to do it for our broadcast. Dort College is moving on to the NAI National Championship match with a 3-0 win over the Midland Warriors here this afternoon. We'll talk to you again shortly before 7 o'clock.